You're listening to Show Me Your Assets. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, burlesque dancer and stripper turned personal trainer. This show is about sexy work, fitness, money, and everything in between. You'll learn how to train smarter, navigate body image in an industry that centers your looks, manage your money, and prioritize self-care and recovery so you can avoid burning out over and over again. While I have your attention, you should know I have the tendency to cuss like a sailor. So if you're in mixed company, grab your headphones because there's no telling what I might say.
Happy New Year at 2023 and welcome back to Show Me Your Assets. I am your host, Dottie Dynamo. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about budgets and building your 2023 budget, what all you need to have in order to build that budget, things that you need to know, how to take last year's budget if you had one and use that to create this year's budget. And then, of course, some of the common areas that are left out of budgeting most of the time that end up making budgeting feel really restrictive and gross, kind of like dieting. So let's just dive right in, shall we? What is the point of a budget, really? I think a lot of times when we talk about budgets, people tend to think, well, if I'm managing to pay all my bills on time and I'm not struggling with money per se, as in like I'm not living paycheck to paycheck or shift to shift in this industry, that baller to broke cycle, then why do I need a budget? And one of the things that we talk about inside Master Cash Academy specifically is that maybe a better way to phrase it is a spending plan. If budget is a word that feels kind of gross to you or you don't understand the point of a budget, call it a spending plan because that's really what a budget is. A budget is a plan for where your money needs to go and where you want your money to go. Those are two very essential parts of a budget, right? The needs and the wants. The needs are things such as paying your rent, paying your utilities, paying for your cell phone bill, buying yourself groceries, insurance for your car, maybe health insurance, getting gas, right? Those are things you sort of need to pay for because we live in a capitalistic society and that's just how things work. But then there are things you want. And when we leave out the wants, that's when budgeting can start to feel gross. And that's when we, if you follow a lot of narratives like the toxic Dave Ramsey, or the whole just like old white guys preaching about money, there's often this narrative that like you shouldn't be going out to eat, you shouldn't have any debt, you shouldn't be enjoying your money if you aren't debt free and don't have like an emergency fund. But that's really backwards, unhelpful thinking. And life is stressful. Life has lots of ups and downs. And if you can use your money to enjoy your life while also doing those things, right, by leaving room for things that you want and things you enjoy, then you're more likely to hit those goals of paying off your debt and saving for things you want because you don't feel like you have to give up enjoying your life and your money at the same time. So that's sort of the point of a budget, right? Is to give actual purpose to your money versus just letting it flow out of your life with no rhyme or reason. And then you're left standing there going, well, damn, how come I haven't managed to put anything away this year? Or how come I keep spending all this money shopping online and I'm buying things I don't even really like? It's because we don't have a plan for that money. So if you are someone who is already budgeting, one thing that we can do to make this process easier for you is if you had that budget in 2022, I want you to go ahead and pull it out and we can use those existing numbers to update your budget for 2023. And I'll sort of weave that in as we continue this discussion about building a budget or building a spending plan so that if you are someone who is listening along right now and you did not have a pre-existing budget or spending plan, I'm going to use spending plan. I'm going to try to use spending plan throughout the rest of this episode. We'll see how that goes. So if you are not someone who currently has a spending plan for your money, then I want you to just listen along to all the things that we're going to include in into that spending plan. And if you already had one in 2022, I want you to sort of take note of how we're going to take those numbers and update them to bring them into this new year. And while, yes, I know that this episode is not airing until the 11th of January, that, however, does not impact any of this. What we're 10, 11 days into the new year, that is not too late to be working on this. I'm going to guess that by now you really haven't spent that much money because you probably haven't made that much money in 2023 yet. So you could even do this February 1st and would still be very viable. You could listen to this episode in May or June and still have somewhere to start from. It doesn't matter when you start doing this. It's more that you actually start doing it. So when we talk about things that you need to know or the information that you need to know, the numbers that you need to have on hand as you build the spending plan, the first thing we want to look at is what are your recurring bills? The bills that you know are there every single month. And these I want you to specifically think of more of your fixed bills. So what does that mean? We have our fixed bills. Those are things that are the same exact amount of money every single month. Like, you know exactly how much money it's going to be and you know exactly when it's due. So take a moment, hit pause if you need to. I want you to grab something that you can write with, a pen, a paper, notepad, your laptop, whatever is most comfortable for you, and come back and let's make a list of these things together. So, right, we're starting with those fixed recurring expenses or bills. So most likely these are going to be your rent, maybe car insurance or health insurance if you pay that monthly, not like 6 months or once a year. I know there are different options when it comes to car insurance on how you pay that, but if that is something you pay monthly. If your cell phone bill is the exact same amount of money every month, I want you to write that down. If your internet bill is the exact same every month due on the same day, write that down. So I want you to sort of make a list of all the bills that you have. What day they're due is very helpful, right? Because now you can sort of look at when this money needs to come in and out of your accounts. So what day it's due, how much it is, and what it's for. Those are going to be your fixed recurring expenses. So if you already had a spending plan in 2022, this is a great time to sort of pull those numbers out and look and see if anything new has come up from December into January. Have those amounts changed? For instance, like my health insurance, my car insurance went up for 2023, only a few dollars, but I can now go in and update that on my spending plan. And that's going to show me that, well, now, right, the amount of money I'm bringing in needs to be more because my car insurance went up. This might actually have applied to you as well when it comes to health insurance. Many of us, if you opted in to get health insurance this year, your premium may have gone up or down. So look at that line in your spending plan, or if you're creating it, make sure you're writing that down. How much is that? Has it gone up? Has it gone down from the previous year? If you already had a budget, what numbers need to change? The next thing we're looking at, or the next numbers that you need to know, are your fixed variable expenses, or your, I guess fixed isn't correct if it's variables, but your recurring variable expenses. So your recurring variable expenses are bills that you have every month, but they fluctuate. So this might be things like your water bill, your heat bill, your electricity bill, right? These things come every single month. But based on usage, they are different. So other bills that are included in this are also things like, how much money are you spending on groceries? How much money are you spending on gas? Do you have a pet? How much are you spending on them a month? What else could be included? I'm trying to think what else. Do you go out to eat a lot, right? Things like this. We have our variable expenses. Let's leave off the eating out. That's going to come a little bit later. We are going to talk about that. So our variable expenses, again, groceries, gas, most likely utility bills like gas, gas for your house. So heat, water, electricity. Those tend to be our most common variable expenses. So how do we come up with how much to write down in our spending plan if these are variables? This is often where people get a little lost. They don't really know like what to write down in the spending plan. So for those of you who had one in 2022, what I want you to do is add up how much you spent in each of those areas for the entire year, and then divide it by 12. And what number you get is what you will put as what you are planning to spend, or what that budgeted amount is for each month. That's going to go in your spending plan. Now, if you are someone who is just starting out, you have never done a budget before, you've never done a spending plan before, you likely don't have this information. So this is what I want you to do going forward. If you have record in your bank account, or you still have like statements from these things, what you can do, we're going to do some reverse engineering here. So for groceries, can you go back in your bank account and find every transaction for when you bought groceries? If you paid for them in cash, unfortunately, this is going to be a little bit harder. But ideally, if you paid for those with your bank account, you can go through for December, November, and October, right? That's how the months work. October, November, December. Whew, yes, thank goodness. And total up how much you spent altogether over those 3 months in groceries, divide it by 3. And the number that you get is how much you are averaging a month on groceries. We want to use 3 months of data at least, because that gives us a pretty good average if we consider the fact that we have 4 quarters in a year. So our year can be divided up into 3 month chunks. Obviously, the more data you have, the better. If you can go back 6 months, you're going to have a better average. Those of you who were already using spending plans and budgets in 2022, you have a year's worth of data to pull from to figure out what that actual average is. So that's how we're doing it. If you don't have any of that, if you typically spend things in cash, how you can come up with this number is like starting right now, start tracking every time you buy groceries, every time you buy gas, what those utilities are for 3 months. Divide that number by 3, that is how much you're going to start putting in that spending plan come April, right? Because it's going to take you January, February, March to compile all of that information. But come April, you will know what that average amount is that you are spending. And now you can sort of budget on that. You can see when you're overspending, you can see when you're underspending, and you're able to better adjust and know how much money is really leaving your pocket in each of these areas every single month. Otherwise, without this, again, right, if we don't have a plan for our money, it kind of just goes anywhere. And that's how sometimes we end up being really short in areas where we need money, because we don't realize that we're overspending in other areas because we aren't tracking any of this. The next numbers that I want you to take note of, or things that are good to know, are what savings goals do you have for this year? Do you already have an emergency fund? Sweet. Is your goal to get 3 months of living expenses in it, but you are only at 1? Is your goal to save up 6 months of living expenses in your emergency fund and you only have 2? Like, what is that savings goal for the year? Is it to start contributing to an IRA, which has a $65,000? Woo! Watch out, guys. I'm out of control. $6,500 max contribution limit starting this year of 2023. So what are those savings goals? How much is the total amount that you are trying to save? And now, can you divide that by 12 and see how much you need to be setting aside a month? Can you then divide that amount by 4 to see how much money you need to be setting aside a week? The reason why I'm starting with savings goals before we even get into any debt that you may have is because you always want to be paying yourself first. At the end of the day, if you are failing to save, right, if you're using that I'll save what I have left over method, you will never have anything left over to save. So we are putting our savings goals before we even talk about debt. Your debt, you can slowly pay off. You will pay off. I guarantee you will pay it off. But you're less likely to get out of the debt hamster wheel, maybe the credit card hamster wheel, unless you have these savings accounts built up. The reason why really focusing on especially an emergency fund is that if you're using credit cards as an emergency fund right now, if you're using a credit card to buy something because you don't have enough cash on hand, that means you likely don't have your savings, right? Because if you had this savings account, if you had a life shit on my head fund, which is a smaller savings account, if you had your emergency fund, you wouldn't have to resort to using that credit card. So we're focusing first and foremost on those savings goals that you have for this year. I want you to write out to your heart's desire, what are all the things you want to save for? Okay. And if you come up with a long list, like you want to go on vacation, you want a new car, you have an emergency fund, you want to max out your IRA, I then want you to go through and order those in order of importance. And I really, really urge you to leave emergency fund and things like retirement as the first important things. And then anything else you listed, what order of importance are those? Because paying yourself, right? Paying yourself first is like the one thing that wealthy people really know, that us little minions, right? Excuse me, the non-one percenters usually don't abide by. So the more you can get into this habit of paying yourself first, the better off you're going to be. So the next thing that you need to know, the next thing that we're getting into listing out here is, what debts do you have that need to be paid off? And when is your goal to pay them off by? Do you want to pay this debt that you have off this year, 6 months, 3 years, 5 years? What is the total of that debt? And when do you want to pay it off by, so that you can figure out how much you need to be paying towards that every single month? Now, I said we were going to come back to talking about things like eating out, and that is what we're getting to right now. One of the most common areas that are left out when we talk about building a spending plan, when we talk about budgeting, that makes it feel so restrictive and so unattractive to the majority of us, is that we leave out the areas that we like to spend money, the areas of our life that bring us joy, that require money to experience. For some of us, that might be going shopping. Maybe it's getting a monthly massage. Maybe it's going out to brunch with your girlfriends. Maybe you really like going on vacations. Maybe you're someone who enjoys theme parks. What are the areas of your life that you sort of value spending money on, that you want to make sure that you're allotting money for? We need to build these in, because if we aren't building these in as a line item on our spending plan, that's when we start to give up on this stuff. That's when we start to feel like budgeting doesn't work for us, or this just doesn't work. It feels gross. Like, I can't buy the things I want. I can't go to Starbucks every Monday because my budget says I only can spend this much money. No. You decide where your money goes. So if every Monday morning you like to walk to fucking Starbucks and get a latte, you're putting that as a line item in your budget. How much does that usually cost you? How many times a week are you doing it? That's the amount you're going to add to your budget. Now, if you see that large number and go, ooh, maybe I don't need to do it that often, maybe that's a reality check to you that you don't actually value spending that money there. You just aren't realizing how much of your money is going to that. So this is where looking at your money this way is really just like a big puzzle. We get to see how much money we have, what we're bringing in, or in this industry, by finding this giant list of expenses and writing it all out. What we really see is how much money we need to be bringing in, right? Because we don't have a standard W-2. We don't get a paycheck every month, and that's like how much money we have to allot to pay for our lives. We are reverse engineering this again and listing everything out, all the places we want our money to go, where our money needs to go, where we like to spend our money, and then looking at that total number and going, okay, that's how much money I need to make this month. And not me, right? That's how much money you personally need to have. But that means that your business, your dancer business, your spicy biz, likely needs to be bringing in quite a bit more than that. So if you're looking at this number and it seems very large, what can you cut out? What can't you cut out? Or what can you do to work on increasing your income at work to make sure you're bringing enough money to cover the cost of your life as you like to enjoy it? And that's really what it comes down to. So right now, what you should have on that piece of paper, if you've been following along, right, are those recurring bills, those fixed recurring bills, those variable recurring bills, any savings goals you had, those debt payoff goals, and then the areas that you really like to spend money. And when you total all of that up, what you end up with is that baseline monthly income that you need to be bringing in. I hope that this episode has been really helpful for you, and now you sort of have a starting point to getting your money on track for 2023. That's all I have for you today is about talking about this budget. We will be bringing in guests coming this year on the podcast. The first one will be my sister. We're just going to sit down and have a nice little sisterly chat about money. I'm really excited to bring her on. She is the ultimate money nerd and is the one who is responsible for really course correcting my bad money habits and getting me really contributing to my IRA and understanding the ins and outs of why budgets are actually kind of cool and not so restrictive. If you are enjoying the episodes, if you're listening along, please leave a review for the podcast. It really helps me out. It helps people be able to find the podcast easier. And you can also, if you're listening along on Anchor, or if you go to the website for this podcast on Anchor, you can leave me voice messages if this was helpful, or if you have questions you'd like me to answer on the podcast, and I would be happy to do that. Until the next episode, stay sexy, make money.